Now in your second year with the Chiefs and Alex in this offense, how different is this offseason than the last?
The good thing for us is the fact that now we have video. You know, before when we came here, a lot of us offensively, we were using film from Philadelphia, trying to show and teach our offense to the quarterbacks and Alex in particular. Now we have a full year of Kansas City Chiefs plays, and it's nice to be able to go back and teach off of that.
Let's go, come on.
What would you say is the key to being a successful quarterback in this offense?
The details of the position, you know, whether it's leadership, progression of the reads, the footwork, you have to have good feet in this offense as a quarterback. Everything's on timing and rhythm. Really harping on the fundamentals of the quarterback position.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You know, as I learn with Coach Reed more and more, you really understand that the quarterback position in general is full of details.
Looking back at the 2013 season, take us through Alex's progression from week one to the end of the season.
You know, here's a guy who's been through a lot of different coordinators throughout his career, and coming to us, again, it's a new offense. There's little intricacies of this offense that we started seeing him get. Just one that comes to mind in general was what we call post alert in the Indianapolis Colts game when he hit Donnie Avery on a long pass down the field for a touchdown. We're really excited to see where that goes for next year, and it should be a lot smoother transition now.
As his coach, what's one aspect of his game that you're most proud of?
That he's a winner. When you produce and you win football games, which he has done throughout his whole career, that's a huge reflection of who you are as a person and as a player. He's not a real vocal guy, but when he has to be vocal, he will. He's just very poised. He never gets too high and he never gets too low. When you look into the details of the actual position, protecting the football, ball security, he kept his interceptions down, he kept his fumbles down, and in turn that helps out the defense. It's something that he's going to continue to do great at, and it helps us out as a team.
What is a relationship like between the quarterbacks? How do they work together and push each other?
I'd have to put it up there with one of the best QB rooms in the National Football League. You know, you have a guy in Alex Smith who's number one draft pick in the NFL several years ago, comes in as a starter. Who's had a lot of ups and downs, and then you have Chase, who comes in and has learned from Drew Brees in New Orleans the last several years, has come in and understands where he's at and how he fits onto the team, and has a great relationship with Alex. And then Tyler coming in as a younger guy with not as much experience, he gets to see how do you handle yourself as a professional, how do you do the little things, not so much on the field, but on Monday and Tuesday when no one's watching, what does it take to be a great quarterback?
Coming off a turnaround season, how much momentum and drive does this team have heading into this offseason and then looking forward to the 2014 season?
A lot. We all felt how much that hurt in Indianapolis. Players, coaches, fans, staff, to lose that lead and to go out of there with a loss, that stung. And the expectations here of Coach Reed are to win a Super Bowl. It's not to get to the Super Bowl. It's not to make the playoffs. It's not to have a good record. He wants to win the Super Bowl. And that's what he's wanting these guys to understand and believe. And now they see in 1 year we can get there. Remember that taste that we had and know that we're close. We're not there yet, but we're close and we can really make it happen.